All information contained in this podcast is general in nature and does not consider your individual circumstances. You should consider the appropriateness of this information with regards to your individual objectives, financial situation, and needs. Welcome to Sharing More Than the Sheets, a podcast to help you and your partner make better financial and lifestyle decisions so that you can both focus on the things that you love. I'm your host, Michael Curry, financial planner, green thumb, husband, and just dad. This segment is called Michael's Magic Moment. It's my opportunity to play a little snippet from one of our previous episodes, which resonated with our listeners, that I received feedback from, or I felt really had an impact on some people's lives. Hope you enjoy. Show me your friends and I'll show you your future. This is a quote I heard as a teenager, which to me has stuck in my mind, and I could talk about this for hours. Today, I go back to this to an episode I did in the early days where I discussed this topic. And before we get into that episode and we look back on it, I just want to highlight the importance of realizing that those around us have a big impact on our lives now and in the future. And it's about looking at those that are negative and also those that are positive and being careful of who we spend our time with. Now, I do explain this in the episode, but it's important to for me to reiterate that I am not saying that we shouldn't spend time with those that are negative, because if anything, those types of people, they need us in their lives more than ever. And it's our job as friends, as family, as humans, I guess, to be around each other and to help others that need help. But it's just about being aware of how much time you're spending with people like that, and just really making sure that you focus your energy on the right things. And as a financial advisor, my job is to help people with their money and to help them achieve their goals and make better decisions for them and their families. And a big part of that is helping them be careful with, you know, what they're focusing their energy on, because mindset, physical energy, it's so important to be careful. It's so important to be aware of where you're using up that time and where you're essentially using up your resources. As an example, the other week I was having a chat with a client and they were telling me that they've been wanting to start a business for a really long time, but their partner keeps telling them that it's a terrible idea. Their best friend tells them that it's a terrible idea and that they should just stick to their job because they have a pretty good job. And they haven't spoken to their parents about it, but they know what their parents would say, and it would be essentially the same thing, that they shouldn't bother thinking about it. And we started talking about this topic, and obviously you can't not hang out with your wife. You know, you can't not speak to your parents or your best friend. But I just really encourage that person to just spend a lot more time with other like-minded people, so other people that maybe have businesses or would like to set up businesses, and to just be careful, or, you know, just to be aware of the fact that, yes, you know, this advice that person's getting is from those that are closest to them, who they obviously love very much. But, and while this concern from that person's partner and family is coming out of love, to just really understand that we all have different mindsets. We all have different risk appetites. And just because somebody said that something is a very bad idea, it doesn't actually mean that it's a very bad idea. Looking at history, some of the most amazing inventions, some of the most amazing ideas, some of the most amazing creations of mankind, when they were created or before they were created, there was a lot of negativity. A lot of people were told they couldn't do things. A lot of people were told that things were never going to happen, or they were told they were crazy. And they just ignored that, you know, that they listened, but they didn't let it get to them. And they just focused on themselves and achieving their goals. And I can't think of any example in particular, but I'm sure they hung around people that were very similar to them, or those that encouraged them, or those that believed in them, and focused on those people to help them achieve their goals. So let's go back to the episode and enjoy. Please feel free to pass it on to any friends or family that you think probably need to listen to it. Maybe your children need to listen to it. Maybe some of your friends need to listen to it. And just be careful if you send it to them and stop hanging out with them. They might take things the wrong way. So enjoy, and I hope you learn something from it. But what I wanted to really highlight today is just the importance in really paying attention to who you are actually spending your time with, who you're talking to, and who you're hanging out with, because that is going to have a humongous impact on your future and your mindset. The first part of it is to determine in your life who is negative. Who are the negative Nellies? Who are the people that are constantly negative? No matter what happens, they're just the ones that are always just draining your energy and just always being negative about things in your life, because life is hard enough as it is. And at the end of the day, we don't need people around us all the time being negative about every single thing that happens. Now, I do understand that everybody has issues and everybody has certain things in their lives that they are upset about, and nobody's life is perfect. But saying that, there are different ways to obviously approach things in life, and it's about looking at the amount of time you're spending around people like this as well to make sure that it's not too much, because it does need a balance. And as I said earlier, these people, they do need you in their lives. They need you to guide them, to help them, and maybe to make them aware that they're a negative person and that they're always looking at things in a different light than they probably should be. But understanding who these people are and understanding the time that you're spending with them or the time you're spending exposed to them is going to make a very, very big difference on your mindset. Now, I've talked about this in previous episodes, but every day we have energy points. We have levels of energy, essentially, and they get used during the day. So whether we're driving to work or whether we're having a conversation with somebody, and if there's somebody that somebody's negativity that's constantly draining this energy of yours, and you're finding yourself, literally it's lunchtime and you've got no energy at all because you've spent all morning with this particular person, you need to really be careful and monitor how you're using up your energy during the day. And if it's through people like this, you need to be very careful with how much time you're exposing to them. The second thing is on the flip side, is to find people who are smarter than you, people that are more successful than you. The reason this is important is because A, it challenges us. If we feel comfortable because out of our, if let's say somebody has a group of friends, and out of that group of friends, that one person is the most successful person out of the group, they won't really have as much of an urge to challenge themselves compared to if they had some friends that were more successful than them. And that can be, success can be defined in different ways, of course. There's financial success, there's business success, there's relationship success, there's community service, community engagement success. So there's different levels of success, but by finding people that are more successful than you and spending time with those people, not just because they're more successful, but because, this is assuming that they actually are your friends as well, you will constantly challenge yourself to always want to do better and to always improve. Having a financial advisor, having a life coach, even having a partner that challenges you is very, very important. But if you can also surround yourself with people like that as friends, it will create this natural energy and this natural urge to always want to do better and to be better. Finding people who are smarter than you also helps as well, because it always encourages you to have more sophisticated conversations, for example, because you're always trying to essentially push your boundaries, and you're trying to learn more if you're with people that know more than you, because you'll learn off them as well. Now, Jim Rohn once said, "You are the average of five people you spend most of your time with." Now, it's very, very common for people to underestimate the importance of the people that we spend our time with, but whether we have teachers, mentors, trusted friends, these people are all going to have a really big difference on our lives, and they're also going to be there to assist us if we need help as well. Just like you'll be assisting your friends if you have people that are going through something in their lives, or people that, as I said, I talked about the negative ones earlier, but people that, or friends that you feel need help. So you also need to think about yourself as well. You can't always be the person that's rescuing people, that's always helping people, because we need rescuing ourselves as well. The other thing as well is to cultivate real life relationships. So to have relationships with people who have already accomplished your goals. So for example, if your goal is to build up a business or to build up a an investment portfolio, for example, or to start doing some community work and to really smash a goal in the community sector, helping other people. If you surround yourself with people that have already achieved these goals or very similar goals, you're also maximizing your chance of success, because it's like an athlete, you know, an athlete that's trying to train to reach a certain goal normally has a trainer that's been in their shoes before, a trainer that's done it before. If they have friends that have done it before, they're going to be a lot more likely to achieve that goal compared to if they just hung out with people that never exercised, for example, and, you know, don't really think exercising is important or working towards physical goals. As an athlete, that person is going to struggle. Thanks for joining us on Sharing More Than the Sheets. Please make sure you subscribe to be updated with future episode releases, and feel free to share this episode with any friends or family that you think it might benefit. Please visit us at sharingmorethanthesheets.com.au to submit questions or requests for future podcast topics. These podcasts have been brought to you by Better Financial Planning Australia. To book a 15-minute phone chat, visit betterfinancialplanning.com.au.